Bradford residents may have an easier time walking around town thanks to pending changes. Based on reports from Paul Dubniak, transportation technologist for the town, council's new strategic initiatives committee recommended a new three-way stop, as well as removing a sidewalk, to nowhere, during their meeting on Monday evening, October 7. In response to requests to improve pedestrian safety at the intersection of Sutherland Avenue and Ashford Road, Dubniak explained that based on the recommendations in the Ontario Traffic Manual, a three-way stop isn't actually warranted. He said there wasn't enough vehicle or pedestrian traffic, and since Ashford is a collector road, it should maintain free flow traffic. Dubniak also pointed to the existence of another all-way stop on Ashford at St. Avenue, just 170 meters to the west. Improper use of stop signs can actually lead to more dangerous situations, he said, explaining that without the presence of conflict from cross-traffic, drivers on Ashford are more likely to just roll through the stop. That wasn't good enough for Ward 1 Cowan. Sheraldine Duhaney, who represents the area and stressed the vulnerable people in the community need a safe way to cross, especially given a slight hill reduces sight distances. We will not be able to fix it completely, but at least we can do our part, she said, adding residents have been asking for it for years. While there have been zero collisions reported at the intersection over the last 3 years, Dubniak noted recent counts of about 133 pedestrians crossing throughout the day, many of whom are high school students. As a result, the town's traffic management strategy would normally recommend a crosswalk. However, the location of both trees and driveways would require engineering to make that a reality, which could potentially double the $5,000 cost of the crosswalk, according to Dubniak. The committee voted in favor of the three-way stop, which is only estimated to cost about $1,800. Following that decision, Dubniak explained the need to deal with a roughly 50-meter section of sidewalk on the west side of Colborne Street that effectively leads to nowhere and forces people to cross mid-block. He recommended removing it entirely to encourage people to use the sidewalk on the east side, which runs north from John Street all the way to Line 8. That should improve safety and address the concerns of the resident at 88 Colborne into whose driveway the sidewalk leads. That also requires town staff to contact Canada Post to request a community mailbox be relocated. The committee members agreed with that solution. Partway through the meeting, Ward 4 Cowan Joseph Giordano and Ward 7 Cowan Peter Dyke both expressed frustration that items were being brought directly to the committee instead of waiting to go through the strategy. However, since these issues had previously been raised at the now-defunct Community and Traffic Safety Advisory Committee, the new Strategic Initiatives Committee was dealing with them. Chief Administrative Officer Jeff McKnight explained that once the strategy is fully adopted, these issues will only come before the committee if the outcome is being appealed. Recommendations from the Strategic Initiatives Committee are considered for approval at the next regular council meeting.